Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Baba Basra Daf Samach Dal, the fourth parak Hamochers of Bias. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states that one who sells a house retains its pit and cistern, even if he included the depth and the height in the sale, as explained on the previous Daf. Rabbi Akiva adds, but sorry, we call Choderach, the seller must purchase a right of way from the buyer to access his pit. The Chachamim say, Enot Sarich Likal Choderach, he does not need to purchase a right of way because he retains it automatically along with the pit. Rabbi Akiva concedes that if the seller said, Chutz me'elu, I'm selling the house except for these pits, that the seller does not have to purchase a derech, because this superfluous clause is interpreted to add a derech to his retained ownership. The Mishnah concludes, Machron l'acher, if he sold the pit or cistern to another, the opinions are reversed. Rabbi Akiva holds the buyer of the pit does not need to purchase a derech from the seller, and the Chachamim say he does. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that one who sells a house retains its bor, its pit, and dus, cistern. Ravina sat and asked, Hainu bor, hainu dus. A bor and a dus are the same. Since both are holes in the ground made to contain water, why did the Mishnah teach both? Rav Tosva answered Ravina from Abraisa. Echad a bor v'echad a dus b'karka, both a bor and a dus are in the ground. Elisha habor b'chafir v'hadus b'binyan. But a bor is made through digging alone in firm earth, and a dus is made with a stone structure to contain the water. The Rashbam explains that if the Mishnah had only taught that the seller retains the bor, one could think that a dus, which is a stone structure similar in the house, would be sold along with the house. If the Mishnah had only taught that the seller retains the dus, one could think that this is because it's independently significant, being a stone structure, but a bor, which is only a hole dug in the ground, would be sold along with the house. Therefore, the Mishnah taught that the seller retains both. And pointing with you, the Gemara explains the machlokas if the seller must purchase a derech for his retained pit. Vikiva holds, mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher. A seller sells with a good eye, meaning generously and fully. So it is presumed not to have retained a derech for himself to access the pit without stipulating it. The Rabbanan hold, mocher ba'ayin ra mocher. A seller sells with an evil eye, meaning grudgingly and minimally. And we assume he retained a derech to access the pit. This principle Rabbi Akiva quoted elsewhere in Shas is based on this Mishnah. The Gemara asks that perhaps their argument is not about a seller's nature, but particular to this case. Rabbi Akiva may hold Ein Anam Rotzeh Sheyiten Ma'osav Yidrasuhu Acherim. A person does not want to pay money to purchase property, and others will walk through it. Therefore, the buyers assume not to allow a seller a derech unless he stipulated. Rabban may hold Ein Adam Rotzeh Sheyiten Ma'osav Yifrak Ba'avir. A person does not want to accept money for a sale and have to fly through the air to reach assets he retained ownership of. Therefore, the seller is assumed to have retained a derech. The Gemara eventually proves that their argument is indeed if mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher. So once again, the three points are number one. The next Mishnah states, the one who sells a house retains its pit and cistern, even if he included the depth and the height in the sale, as explained on the previous daf. Rabbi Akiva adds, but sorry, likal choderach, the seller must purchase a right of way from the buyer to access his pit. The Chachamim say, enot sarich likal choderach, he does not need to purchase a right of way because he retains it automatically along with the pit. Rabbi Akiva concedes that if the seller said, Chutz me'elu, I'm selling the house except for these pits, that the seller does not have to purchase a derech, because this superfluous clause is interpreted to add a derech to his retained ownership. The Mishnah concludes, Machron l'acher, if he sold the pit or cistern to another, the opinions are reversed. Rabbi Akiva holds the buyer of the pit does not need to purchase a derech from the seller, and the Chachamim say he does. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that one who sells a house retains its bor, its pit, and dus, cistern. Ravina sat and asked, Hainu bor, hainu dus. A bor and a dus are the same. Since both are holes in the ground made to contain water, why did the Mishnah teach both? Rav Tosva answered Ravina from Abraisa. Echad a bor v'echad a dus b'karka, both a bor and a dus are in the ground. Elisha habor b'chafir v'hadus b'binyan. But a bor is made through digging alone in firm earth, and a dus is made with a stone structure to contain the water. The Rashbam explains that if the Mishnah had only taught that the seller retains the bor, one could think that a dus, which is a stone structure similar in the house, would be sold along with the house. If the Mishnah had only taught that the seller retains the dus, one could think that this is because it's independently significant, being a stone structure, but a bor, which is only a hole dug in the ground, would be sold along with the house. Therefore, the Mishnah taught that the seller retains both. And pointing with you, the Gemara explains the machlokas if the seller must purchase a derech for his retained pit. Vikiva holds, mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher. A seller sells with a good eye, meaning generously and fully. So it is presumed not to have retained a derech for himself to access the pit without stipulating it. The Rabbanan hold, mocher ba'ayin ra mocher. A seller sells with an evil eye, meaning grudgingly and minimally. And we assume he retained a derech to access the pit. This principle Rabbi Akiva quoted elsewhere in Shas is based on this Mishnah. The Gemara asks that perhaps their argument is not about a seller's nature, but particular to this case. Rabbi Akiva may hold Ein Anam Rotze Sheyiten Ma'osav Yidrasuhu Acherim. A person does not want to pay money to purchase property, and others will walk through it. Therefore, the buyers assume not to allow a seller a derech unless he stipulated. Rabban may hold Ein Adam Rotze Sheyito Maos VeYifrak Ba'avir. A person does not want to accept money for a sale and have to fly through the air to reach assets he retained ownership of. Therefore, the seller is assumed to have retained a derech. The Gemara eventually proves that their argument is indeed if Mocher Ba'ein Yafa Mocher. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Samech Dalet, and our standard Siman relates to Sod, a secret, and we use a secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent who sold his house and had to purchase the right of way to get to his cistern to hide in while doing surveillance was glad the cistern had such sturdily built walls and had a very good eye not only for finding clues, but also for being generous while doing sales. Once again, slow motion. The secret agent, that must be Siman Daf Samech Dalet, Sod, secret. The secret agent who sold his house and had to purchase the right of way to get to a cistern to hide in while doing surveillance, which reminds us of Murmuring Zimachokas of one needs to purchase a right of way when selling a house and retaining the pit. So the secret agent who sold his house and had to purchase the right of way to get to a cistern to hide in while doing surveillance was glad the cistern had such sturdily built walls, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that one who sells a house retains its bor, its pit, and dus, cistern. Rabina sat and asked, Hayinu bor, hayinu dus, a bor and a dus are the same. Since both are holes in the ground made to contain water, why did the Mishnah teach both? Rabbi Tosfos answered Rabina from a brisa, and the Rashbam explains that if the Mishnah had only taught that the seller retains the bor, one could think that a dus, which is a stone structure similar to the house, would be sold along with the house. If the Mishnah had only taught that a seller retains the dus, one could think that this is because it's independently significant, being a stone structure, but a bor, which is only a hole dug in the ground, would be sold along with the house. Therefore, the Mishnah taught that the seller retains both. So the secret agent who sold his house and had to purchase the right of way to get to a cistern to hide in while doing surveillance was glad the cistern had such sturdily built walls and had a very good eye, not only for finding clues, but also for being generous while doing sales, which reminds us. The Gemara explains the Machlokas if the seller must purchase a derech for his retained pit. Rabbi Akiva holds that mocher ba'ein yafa mocher, a seller sells with a good eye, meaning generously and fully, and so is presumed not to have retained a derech for himself to access the pit without stipulating it. The Rabbanan hold mocher ba'ein ra mocher, a seller sells with an evil eye, meaning grudgingly and minimally, and we assume he retained a derech to access the pit. So once again, the secret agent who sold his house and had to purchase the right of way to get to a cistern to hide in while doing surveillance was glad the cistern had such sturdily built walls and had a very good eye not only for finding clues, but also for being generous while doing sales. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazara, Daf Samach. So the Simmer Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The people standing outside their tents which had smiley face stickers on them, smiley face stickers, that must be on Daf Samach. The people standing outside their tents, which had smiley face stickers on them, since their openings did not face one another, which reminds the Gemara teaches not to open the opening of one's home opposite another opening, as derived from Bilam's bracha to Klal Yisrael, which was inspired when he saw that the openings of their tents were not opposite one another. So the people standing outside their tents, which had smiley face stickers on them, since their openings did not face one another, who put sad face stickers on their meat and wine bottles because of the churban, Beis HaMikdash, which reminds us of Rabbi Yeshua's discussion regarding the correct level of avelas for the churban, when he saw people refraining from eating meat and drinking wine since karbanos and nesachim are no longer brought. So the people standing outside their tents which had smiley face stickers on them, since their openings did not face one another, who put sad face stickers on their meat and wine bottles because of the churban, Beis HaMikdash, were taught by a rabbi to leave over a small area without plaster opposite their entrances, and that they will eventually come to smile in the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, which reminds us Rabbi Yeshua gave over proper practices for mourning the Churban, such as leaving over an area in the front hall of a house that's not plastered and teaching V'kol Mesabo Yerushalayim, and anyone who mourns for Yerushalayim, Zoche V'Rob Simchasa, will merit to witness its ultimate rejoicing. Daf Samachov, so the Simcha Daf Samachov is a saw, and we often use a magician doing a saw, a person in half trick. So here goes. When the magician sold his house, which did not include the Yetziah, where he practiced his saw the man in half trick, saw the man in half? That must be more in Daf Samach Aleph, saw. When the magician sold his house, which did not include the yetzia, where he practiced his saw the man in half trick, which reminds us, the fourth perek begins, Hamocher sabayis l'macher yetzia. One who sells a house does not automatically sell the extension, even if it opens into the house. In Bavel, yetzia was interpreted as afta, a low building adjacent to the house, used for the same dwelling function as the house. Rav Yosef interpreted it as bitka chalila, a similar structure with many windows made for beautification and cooling off. So, when the magician sold his house, which did not include the yetzia, where he practiced his saw the man in half trick, because it was 4 amos wide and did not include the 3 amma pit either, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that a yetzia must be 4 amos to be excluded from the sale of the house, as opposed to a bor, which can even be smaller and excluded. There, the house has its own function, and the pit has its own function. Since they serve different purposes, the pit is not included in the house's sale, even if it's smaller than dalet amos. Here, both the house and the extension have essentially the same purpose as a living area. Therefore, only if it's 4 square amos is it considered independently significant and excluded from the house's sale. So, when the magician sold his house, which did not include the yetzia, where he practiced his saw the man in half trick, because it was 4 amos wide and did not include the 3 amma pit either, he used the money to purchase an apartment, which the seller described by using the walls of the entire building, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said that if one sold a house in the Bira Gadola, a large apartment building, even if he described it in the shtar, the boundaries of the property with the outer boundaries of the entire building, we say he merely widened the boundaries for him to identify the building, and not that he sold the entire building. Daf Samach Beis. So the symbol Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The submarine captain's submarine. That must mean we're on Daf Samach Beis. The submarine captain standing with the sailors on the shore with a map of a field marked with one boundary drawn long and one drawn short, which reminds us, the Gemara says, Matzu Meitzer Echod Aruch Meitzer Echod Katzor. If the sailor drew one boundary long and one boundary short, meaning he drew the entire length of the western boundary where the adjacent field belonged to one person and only half the eastern boundary, of which half the adjacent field belonged to one person and half to another, Rav says, L'kana El Kenegara Katzor. He only acquires the area which is opposite the short boundary, meaning the half of the field enclosed by both described boundaries. So the submarine captain standing with the sailors on the shore with a map of a field marked with one boundary drawn long and one drawn short, and another map of a field that had 3 boundaries drawn, leaving out the fourth, which reminds us, a Maharam discussed a case where 3 boundaries of a sold field were drawn, but the fourth boundary was not. Rav says, Kana kol chutzma meitza revi. He acquires everything except for a furrow's width of the fourth boundary, which the seller retains. Shmuel says he even acquires the fourth boundary because it did not need bare mentioning. Rav Asi says, O kana el tel me'echod ok p'nei kula. He only acquires a single furrow's width around the entire field along the 3 drawn boundaries. So the submarine captain standing with the sailors on the shore with a map of a field marked with 1 boundary drawn long and 1 drawn short and another map of a field that had 3 boundaries drawn, leaving out the fourth, told them if they succeeded in the mission, he would give them half the land I own in a land he had a partnership in, which reminds us, Rabbah said that if a partner of a field wrote in a shtar of sale, Palgadi Isli Ba'ara, I am selling half that I own in the land, Palga, then half the land is sold, meaning the partner's entire portion. If he wrote, Palga ba'ar di isli, half in the land that I own, ripa, then a quarter of the total land is sold, meaning half the partner's portion. In the first case, he sold the half which he owns, whereas in the second case, he sold half of the land which he owns, and thus sold a quarter of the land. Daf Samach Gimel. So the Simran Daf Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The boy racing around on a segue. Segue? That must mean we're on Daf Samach Gimel. The boy racing around on a Segway in a field a Levi sold his father, on condition the Maisa Rishon is his, which reminds us, a Braisa teaches that if a Levi sells a field to a Yisrael and stipulates, a Menashe Maisa Rishon shall lead, the sale is with the condition that its Maisa Rishon is mine, then the Maisa Rishon is his. If he says the sale is with the condition the Maisa Rishon is mine and my children's after I die, then if he dies, the Yisrael gives the Maisa to his children. The Gemara wonders why this stipulation is effective. But a person cannot transfer ownership of something that has yet come into existence. It answers that since he made the condition to keep the miser, which would normally be ineffective, we say he retained for himself the place of the miser, meaning ownership of the land for its future miser. Since the land exists, the condition is effective. So the boy racing around on a Segway in a field a Levi sold his father on condition the Maisa Rishon is his, had to duck under the boards that were jutting off a roof the home seller kept for himself, with the words Al Menashe Hadyote El Yona Shali, which reminds us, if one sells a house to his fellow and tells him Al Menashe Hadyote El Yona Shali, the sale is with the condition that the upper story is mine, meaning the roof enclosed with a tent of a fence, then the upper story is his. Since this additional stipulation is unnecessary because a seller retains such a roof anyway, it's interpreted to retain additional rights. Zvid says, Shim ratza lohotzi bazizi motzi. It means that if the seller wants to project beams from the roof, he may, although it extends into the airspace of the chatzer, which the buyer now owns, because the seller retains rights in the chatzer to project beams into it. Rapapa has a different pshat. So the boy racing around on a Segway in a field of Levi sold his father on condition. The Maaser Rishon is his. Had to duck under the boards that were jutting off a roof the home seller kept for himself with the words Almanashi had Yote El Yon Shali, and was heading directly towards a pit that was included in the sale with the words from the depth of the earth to the height of the sky, which reminds us. Rav Dimi from Nardaw said that if one sells a house, even if he wrote to include Umka Varuma, the depth and height of the house in the sale, he must write Kanilacha Metahom Ara Ba'ad Roma Rakia, acquire for yourself from the depth of the earth to the height of the sky, if he wants to include the house's pit in the sale. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our power quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you discuss what the din is if the seller drew one boundary long and one boundary short? That's on Duff. Samach Beis. Good number two. Which stuff to discuss a household with the additional stipulation Almanashi Diyute Al Yonashali? That's on Dav. Samach Gimel. Good number three. Which stuff to discuss practices for mourning the Churban, such as leaving a space in one's home unplastered? That's on Dav. Samach. Good number four. Which stuff to learn that Tanaim argue if it mocher by and Yafa mocher, whether a person sells with a generous eye? That's on Dav. Good number five, which daf do you discuss if one can protest his neighbor opening a window into his chatzer? That's on daf. Nun task. Good number six, which daf do you discuss why the Mishnah taught both cases that a seller retains his rights to his bor and dus, his pit and cistern? That's on daf. Good number seven, which daf do you learn that the yitzia must be at least dalad by dalad amos, not to be included in the sale of a house, whereas a pit can be smaller and still not included? That's on daf. Samachov. Good number eight, which daf do we discuss the incorrect level of avelas for the churban, such as not eating any meat or wine? That's on daf. Samach. Good number nine, which daf do we discuss a levi who sold a field stipulating to receive its maaser rishon? That's on daf. Samach Gimel. Good. Number 10, which daf do we machlokes if one needs to purchase a right of way when selling a house and retaining the pit? That's on daf. Samach Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zirchu, wishing you a great day and great learning.